Grace, you, and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. A few weeks back, the talk show host slash comedian Ellen DeGeneres was the guest of the daughter of the Cowboys owner Jerry Jones at the Cowboys game versus the Packers. That itself is probably not newsworthy, but to the chagrin of many of Ellen's liberal, gay, Democratic followers, Ellen sat right next to conservative, Republican, Christian, former President George W. Bush, and looked to be having a gay old time with him. Gay in the old use of the term, not the new use of the term. And many of Ellen's followers and fans could not accept that she was fraternizing with the enemy, so to speak. But here was Ellen's response. And may I say, a very good response at that. She said, "Here's the thing. I'm friends with George Bush. In fact, I'm friends with a lot of people who don't share the same beliefs that I have. We're all different. And I think we've forgotten that that's okay, that we're all different. But just because I don't agree with someone on everything doesn't mean that I'm not going to be friends with them. When I say be kind to one another, I don't only mean the people that think the same way you do. I mean, be kind to everyone. Doesn't matter." I thought of this story as I read our gospel text for this morning, because Jesus experienced the exact same thing that Ellen did. You see, when Jesus entered into Jericho, instead of seeking out and hanging out with the good Jewish religious people, Jesus chose to hang out with and to stay with a man who was considered to be a traitor to his own Jewish people. The man who worked for the Romans and who got rich doing it at the expense of both his fellow Jews, his own people, and his own integrity. And thus, many of the folks who followed Jesus and who were fans of Jesus were none too happy with Jesus because of who he had chosen to pal around with while he was in Jericho. You see, in their minds, Jesus was fraternizing with the enemy. And worse yet, he was befriending a sinner. But Jesus paid them no never mind. In fact, he didn't even respond to the people's mutterings or criticisms. Because you see, Jesus didn't come to earth to make friends. He came to earth to seek and to save that which was lost. Namely, he came to save those who are sinners and those who know they are sinners. Something Zacchaeus obviously knew he was by the generous way that he responded to Jesus' presence in his life. And something that the people of Jericho obviously thought they were not by the way they stood in judgment on both Zacchaeus and on Jesus. In 1989, after I graduated from the seminary, before Pachlin and I got married, I went down to Florida for the summer and taught tennis at the University of Florida in their residential summer tennis camp program. I, along with many of the players on both the men's and the women's teams of the University of Florida, served as coaches and counselors for the junior players who came to the camp from up and down the Eastern Seaboard and from throughout the state of Florida. It was a camp that was run by M.B. Chapin. M.B. Chapin is the author of the book Tennis, Everyone. He's also the longtime tennis coach for the men's program there at the University of Florida. And so we had a really good camp. And because we had a really good camp, we got a lot of really good junior players from around, like I said, up and down the Eastern Seaboard. But some of these young kids were really hard to coach because they mistook their tennis talent for tennis knowledge. They had the idea that they already knew all there was to know about tennis. And thus they spent more of their time goofing around and showing off on the court than they did listening and learning and improving. And so what I learned from my summer of working with all these kids was that the easiest kids to teach and to coach were the kids who came in who recognized their weaknesses and who knew that they were in need of help. So it is for us as humans on the road to redemption. Jesus told Zacchaeus that he had come to seek and to save that which was lost. Elsewhere, Jesus said, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick." And thus, Jesus then went on to say that he had not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Do we get that? Do we really understand what that means? Or do we think that Jesus came to visit and to save really only us? The Jewish people of Jericho. Those who are the members of the Christian church. Would we also wonder why and perhaps mutter to ourselves, if we saw Jesus come to Austin and skip an invitation to come and be with us, only to go out and hang out with the Queer Student Alliance at UT? Or if he went and hung out with at one of the homeless encampments under Highway 71? Or if he went and hung out with the undocumented workers out in front of Home Depot? Do we somehow see ourselves as more deserving and more worthy of Jesus' attention and time than those kind of people? And if we do, we are in danger of becoming precisely the people who Jesus did not come to save. Lest we become like those arrogant kids at the tennis camp, or like the pious Jews in Jericho, may we always remember that we are the redeemed of God and the forgiven of God, because we are poor, miserable sinners before God. Jesus died and rose to save us from the penalty and the consequences of our sins because we are sinners. We're the ones who were sick. We're the ones who were lost. But we are also the ones who now appear before God white as snow and pure as cleaned wool, because we are the very ones whose sins made us red like crimson or scarlet. We're the righteous of God, not because we were righteous before God, but because we have been forgiven by God. Something I think that we need to keep in mind as we deal with the Zacchaeuses of the world. Those folks outside of our Christian community. Those who appear at first glance to be the polar opposites of ones with whom we would expect Jesus to associate. The Apostle Paul once wrote, "Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst." Though Zacchaeus had just met Jesus, somehow he quickly learned this truth also. May we too learn and live this truth, knowing that we are saved solely by the sacrifice of our Savior Jesus. And may we thus respond appropriately. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, amen.